Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Let's talk about the Lakers and their series against the Rockets with a comfortable win at the end. They jumped out to a big lead, had it, you know, evaporate, and then wind up winning it at the end. Westbrook, horrible, terrible, bad game for him. If he probably was decent, the Rockets could have won that game. And then James Harden only gets 13 shots, which is mind-boggling to me, Jonas. He should have 13 shots in the first quarter, let alone 13 shots in the entire game. What did you take away from that? And if you're a Laker fan, do you feel good? You know, the series is tied, obviously. But they did cough up a 21-point lead pretty easily before finally winning that game.
You ever, like, taken a wrong step and Or you lift something up and you tweak something in your back a little bit and you go, you know, it doesn't hurt all that bad right now, but something tells me this is going to be a problem later on. Like that's how, like, something tells me this is going to pop up later on. If I'm a Laker fan, that's how I felt watching that game last night. Because, yeah, you got the win and you're happy about it, but if you were to ask Laker fans, deep down, that was problematic. You got a bunch of help outside of LeBron James and Anthony Davis, the kind of help that they've been desperately needing this entire playoffs.
The bench played really well, and you got Rondo,
yes,
who had a plus 28 on plus minus, plus 28. Houston dared him to shoot, left him open, and he knocked down some important shots, too.
You got all of that production off the bench. All of the others, as they call them, stepped up in a big way and played really, really well. And you got your typical near triple-double by LeBron James, who was awesome. And then you get all the help from Anthony Davis, and we know what comes along with Anthony Davis playing at a high level. And still, you found yourself trailing in that game with Russell Westbrook turning into a diaper fire on national television, couldn't hit a shot, couldn't make a pass, had no answers post-game for what the hell was going on with him, why he was playing so poorly.
Did you like his quote? I was just running around out there like a kid. You know, he's just running like, are you in the play? Are you playing a game? Do you realize what's going on?
Most brutally honest assessment, own assessment that I've heard from a player in a long time. And still, Rob, with all of that, you still were trailing late in that game after having a big lead and all of those things in your favor, and still you were trailing. Like I said, it's one of those things to where, hey, you're happy. You know, it doesn't hurt all that bad. And then a couple months down the road, they go, God, why is your back so messed up? Oh, I was moving this thing in July, and still, ever since then, I'm telling you, man, that's problematic. I don't know. There are wins. And then there are wins that don't feel like total wins. And that one last night, if I'm a Laker fan, I'm not happy about it. That's concerning to me moving forward in this series.
Well, I think it would be if you're serious about trying to win a championship, because you're right. The disappointing part is that they didn't have their second guy, and James Harden wasn't as big of a factor, right? And yet, somehow, you're right, Houston was leading. And you have to look at it from that standpoint. I don't know. Is Rondo going to be a plus 28 from here on out?
I mean, look, this season, and here's the other thing. You and I know this. Everything we've been hearing in this town since Rondo came to the Lakers has been bad. We've heard nothing but bad things. We've heard Laker fans, and they're like locusts at the Fox Sports Radio studio. They're everywhere, and everybody crushes Rondo. Rondo's bad. He's ineffective. Caruso needs to be getting all those minutes, blah, 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 blah. And then Rondo steps up, and it's like, there we go. That's the Rondo. When Laker fans deep down know, you can't get that consistently from him, because you haven't gotten that consistently from him. This is a problem. And this is where a series like this is where not having Avery Bradley is also a problem, because his ability to defend on the perimeter is a big deal, especially against a Houston Rocket team that relies on the three so much. I'm telling you, man, I still think, if I'm a betting man, I still think the Lakers are going to win this series, but it would not surprise me in the least, and I'm not even calling it an upset, if they don't win this series, because I think there's problems that Houston presents to them, and I think deep down Laker fans know it.
Yeah, there is a matchup problem, and that's why, definitely, because the Lakers don't defend the three, and if Houston was, you know, making threes, they could beat them, you know what I mean? But if you have a guy like Westbrook playing as poorly as he played, that's hard to overcome.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're expecting he's got to play well. And in game one, both him and Harden played, you know, pretty well. And Harden played really well, and they won the game. The other part, though, is LeBron has changed his narrative, too, depending on the player. It was at first, if you remember this, Jonas, it was Kyle Kuzma will be the reason why we win the championship. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Oh, of course. Yeah,
It was Kyle Kuzma. Yeah. They've cooled on Kyle Kuzma because he winds up being who we thought he was, which is inconsistent, right? Very inconsistent. You don't know what you're going to get from game to game. But now LeBron said yesterday it was Rondo. Rondo will be the reason why. Yeah. Rondo's very important to the team. I'm not taking away that Rondo's not they need him to play well. There's no doubt about it. When you lose an Avery Bradley, that's a big loss. Would you admit it? A big
100%, loss. Totally. Agreed.
So you need Rondo to be able to give it. I'm just curious as if Rondo can do that on a consistent basis. Is he going to make those open shots when they dare him to shoot? You know, most of the time you don't want him to shoot, right? You're cringing if you're a Laker fan, even when he's wide open. So that'll be interesting. I picked the Lakers in six games. If somehow the Rockets were to upset them, it would be a major upset And those guys would have to be embarrassed because by far they have all the height over that small team, right? You have Anthony Davis, who nobody can match up with, right? He should be getting 50 a night. Who's going to stop Anthony Davis? Only Anthony Davis if he decides to shoot from the perimeter only. Who's going to stop him? Jonas, is there anybody?
There's nobody on Houston. Houston doesn't match up size-wise. That's why it really is a styles-make-fights kind of series to where it's going to be undersized Houston using their shooting and their speed to basically trying to outpoint the Lakers all the way through. But that's what I'm saying, man. I mean, even Houston, who gets so little production from Russell Westbrook, like I'm actually wonder this. This and I've been thinking about this. Do you think Miami beating Milwaukee is an upset? Would you call that an upset? Because I don't know that I would.
Well, on paper it is. On paper you got to at least say Milwaukee had the best league in best record in the NBA.
Totally.
And I get the matchup parts. When you look at the matchup, you say Miami could beat them because of the matchup. But I'm just saying it still would be an upset.
Yeah. No. On paper, I totally agree. But now that you're watching the series, you go, huh, actually, upon further review, now that we're actually watching these two teams in this setting, it actually looks like Miami's the better team. And if you just watch what's happened in the bubble in totality, Miami's been the better team all the way through over Milwaukee. Milwaukee has not really played all that well in the bubble. Yes, they got through Orlando, but they lost that first game. It's not like they were dynamite every game in that series after that. And I'm watching Houston and the Lakers, and I'm going, yeah, on paper I would call it an upset, but maybe this is just a matchup that presents a lot of problems for them. And the fact that, like I said, and I keep going back to this, they were leading by so much so early, the Lakers. And runs are normal. I get it. Teams can go on runs. But the run happened with Russell Westbrook playing one of the worst games we've ever seen a big-time player have, and you were still trailing. Like the Lakers are trailing in that game. I think they're going to win this series, but I do think there's problems. I think Houston presents problems, and I just wonder if the longer this series goes, if it's going to look more and more like Miami-Milwaukee as opposed to a standard higher seed playing a lower seed in the second round.
Yeah, it will be interesting as we go forward here. But if you're a Laker fan, I'm sure after losing game one, you'll take 1-1, right? Obviously, your team will win. But I agree. If you're thinking about long term, you got to think that some other stuff and other guys have to play better.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Rob Parker, I don't know if you know this, but guess what is about to get underway?
What is
college
that?
College football. BYU Navy. It is back. We flip the calendar.
Baby.
We say hi to September, and the traditional Labor Day matchup is nearly underway. BYU and Navy. Rob Parker, break down that BYU defense that you were talking about before the show.
I'll pass on that.
Yeah, because I know where you were going with that joke.
You already know, right? I'll pass.
Yeah, we'll leave that alone. But it brings up a very popular figure on this show. And the reason why I bring up the fact that we've got college football underway is because college football is where we're going to start this hour here, Rob Parker. Because a man who is – and look, there's a lot of enemies of Rob Parker. There's a lot that are out there. One of them – we all know is Tom Brady. We know about LeBron, who's an enemy of Rob Parker from time to time. The other enemy of Rob Parker, if we're doing a Mount Rushmore, is Jim Harbaugh. Jim Harbaugh, the man who turned around the University of Michigan football program.
How did he turn it around, Jonas?
When he decided to get there because they were a disaster before he arrived.
You know what? They've won exactly – one mythical national championship since they started using a pig to play as a football. And it's the most overrated college football program.
All right.
And Jim Harbaugh is the most overrated college football coach. Jim Harbaugh, as I've always said, is like the pizza delivery, is like the pizza guy. You know, he makes too much money. He makes too much dough, and he never delivers. That's where he is.
Oh my God! First of all, it's too bad we don't have any of the other regulars on this show because I need to know when the last time you used that joke was before you dusted it off here on Labor Day. But I will say this: you're ridiculous. I will say this: Jim Harbaugh, and by the way, most overrated football program, I would say Texas. I'm going to go with Texas, but you can go with Michigan. That's fair. But Jim Harbaugh showed true leadership, showed true impactful leadership because he decided, you know what? I'm going to go on a walk. But it's not just any walk. He's not getting exercise. He went on a walk with players. He went on a walk with parents of players to protest the decision to postpone the season in the Big Ten. It happened this weekend, Rob Parker. I was happy to see Jim Harbaugh do it, showing some true leadership. He should be getting ready for a season, and instead, he's got to put a mask on and go walk and support his players and his parents. And Jim Harbaugh spoke about this decision over the weekend.
Everybody has been, we want to play as soon as we possibly can, and we're ready to play. We'd be ready. We could be ready to play a game in 2 weeks. Just get the pads on, and our guys have trained without a pause since June 15th. So that's our position. We're ready to play as soon as we possibly can play.
Round of applause. That is a brave man, and a round of applause from our studio audience here. Jim Harbaugh doing what's right for college football, for the Big Ten, and for those poor players who had it ripped away from them without anything that they did wrong. Bravo,
you know,
to
what?
Jim Harbaugh.
Just absolutely poor leadership from this standpoint. Seriously. Like,
The school's presidents and chancellors and the people who have to worry about the welfare of the students, and the coach is going to undermine their authority.
Yeah.
And then you're going to ask players to respect your authority when you tell them to do something. No, I understand they want to play a protest. Do you know the Olympics were canceled? Do you want me to go down the list of things that have been canceled this year, including Division II and Division III football?
Nobody watches the Olympics. The Olympics are garbage.
And you know why they canceled Division II and III? Because they don't want to pay for the test for the kids to play. The only reason they only want to play Division I is because there are millions of dollars at stake. It's a total farce, and I applaud all the big-time players who are going to be drafted high for opting out of the farce and not taking part in this and not putting themselves in at risk. We don't know the long-term effects, and for Harbaugh to go against the university and the decision that was made by the people in charge, we understand the players we want to play. We understand they're disappointed, but there's supposed to be a rank in authority. And when the college president who has to oversee the health and safety of all students, whether they can play football at a Division I level or not, that's not for the coach to undermine that. It just seems silly to me that a coach would take part in a protest. Okay, you're disappointed. I get that. The kids are disappointed. I get that. You want to meet with your team and tell them how disappointed and you wish you could play and you make a quote. But like some protest or rally to play during a pandemic? Really?
I mean, really? Rob, so you're upset because he marched with his players? You think that's, what is that, breaking the law? Is he, I mean, I don't understand.
No, it's not just that. It's the whole whole narrative of like, this is wrong, and we should play.
Damn right.
And maybe we should go join another conference. If I was the president of Michigan, I would say, you're not doing that. You could go ahead, but you won't be wearing the maize and blue when you decide. Because ultimately, and this is where these coaches are so unfair and so selfish and self-centered, is that the schools will be left holding the bag, not Jim Harbaugh. He won't be responsible, and he'll be able to duck out and say, well, I didn't know that kids were going to get something. I didn't know the long-term effects.
Yeah.
His pocketbook won't be hurt, and Jonas, that's what's wrong with it. Look out for the kids for a change. All right? Everybody else has sacrificed. 40 million people are without work in this country. Everybody's been disappointed. Broadway's closed. People can't go to movie theaters. Bowling alleys are closed. We can't go inside restaurants. And you're going to sit there and march to play Division I football as if it's a birthright? Come on, man.
Hold on a second.
I'm not buying it.
Hold on a second. First of all, there's nothing wrong with him going and marching. And if you want to say that he's going against and showing poor leadership, let me tell you something. It's not okay to break and enter into somebody's home, but it is okay for breaking and entering when you know something's burning inside and you're trying to save a human life. The college football season is burning inside. And Jim Harbaugh's breaking and entering because he's trying to save lives. He's trying to get people back out there, Rob Parker. And because of you and your dismantling of his credibility here on Fox Sports Radio, you're going to get the same people that always side with you every time we disagree on something that are going to call in 877-99 on Fox. Everybody line up 877-996-6369 so you can take turns ball washing Rob Parker, who's trying to rip college football away from you. He's trying to take it from you. He's
no,
trying
I'm not.
To rip what you love
try to
away.
Spin your
Listen.
Narrative. I would love for there to be, I would love for there to be college football. But I'm talking about from a safety standpoint, and I just think it's wrong. Oh. It would be great if one of these big-time coaches really stood up
the kids
and said,
wanna play.
You know what? We know that. The kids want to play, Jonas, when they have a concussion and the doctor has to take their helmet. The kid wants to play with a busted leg and they have to hold the kid out.
Okay.
The kid always wants to play. It's for the adults to do the right thing and try to protect the kids from themselves sometimes. And in this case, it would be different. The only people who are playing, this is like a rogue coach. These big-time coaches who only care about themselves. They don't. If you told me that Jim Harbaugh is going to donate his salary to a trust fund. And when these kids come down with illnesses when they're 35 and 40, and they'll have money to pay for their medical and their lives, then maybe I'll buy into it. And Dabo and Nick Saban and all those guys give up their money, maybe I'll buy into it. But we all know that when push comes to shove and when the effects of this stuff happens, that no way, no how, you won't be able to find Jim Harbaugh.
It's not his problem.
Handing it. Oh yeah, you're right.
That's not his problem. No, it's the school. If the school wants to go and take those measures, then go take those measures. Because you talk about holding the bag, the school's also the one holding the bag when Jim Harbaugh's making them a bunch of money and those players are making them a bunch of money. So then the school, you assume the risk, you assume the reward. That's part of owning anything or being in charge of anything. Jim Harbaugh and these players want to play, and there's enough evidence out there, and there's enough examples of it being shown throughout all sports that you can do this and you can do it safely. If you don't want to have fans
there. Were there any college football games canceled this past week?
Yeah, of course there was. That's going to happen, Rob. It's going to happen. But there was one game canceled, and a bunch of other games that have been played.
The long-term effects.
We don't know about the long-term effects of anything. We really don't. Like, you don't know about the long-term effects of working in radio. You and I could go deaf in 20 years.
What?
We have no idea. That's a possibility.
What?
I mean, look, and based on the music that I've heard coming in and out of breaks, I wouldn't mind that probably. But all I'm saying is, I believe that we can do this and we can do it safely. There's a report that's out there. I don't want to give credit to the report as of yet, because it's just a rumor that's going around on Twitter, that the White House has agreed to give the Big Ten everything they need to feel comfortable about playing a season. That it is just a report that I saw earlier tonight. Again, I don't want to give credit to it because I don't know whether or not this was made up or what. But there's stuff out there that they Big Ten wants certain things met. They want certain agreements that have been made. And the White House is saying we can make those agreements. And the October 10th start date is a legitimate possibility. For me, at some point or another, we've got to understand that this thing ain't going anywhere. So you've got to either learn to live with it and adapt to it, or you can stay hiding and stay scared of it. And I think at a certain point, people in this country are like, man, we get it. We understand the risks. Can we please learn to live with this and not learn to run from it like we've been doing for months and months? And I think that's what Harbaugh and these players are saying.
I just think that in times of this, you need somebody to stand up and look out for the kids and not put them in harm's way just because of the money that's there. And you notice, Jonas, and you can deny it all you want, and a lot of people, the only reason they're playing Division I football is because of the money. It's not because of the love of
the
game.
How dare you? How
it's
dare
only
you?
Only because of the money that comes from television.
You. Oh, wow. You are unbelievable to make accusations like that. By the way, you never know who's listening here on Fox Sports Radio, Rob Parker. Jim Harbaugh is actually with us here on FSR. Coach has been kind enough to call in. Coach, what is your response to the words of Rob Parker basically calling for your job based on you being a part of this march over the weekend?
I got this rat, this annoying cheating.
And again, Rob, I can't believe with a mask on, he sounds that clear. That's unbelievable that he would take his time to call into your show. I mean, you and Jim Harbaugh, linked forever.
Unbelievable.
How about that? All right, what is your thought on this?
We are linked because neither one of us has ever won a national championship.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Get to the NFL, and the season's about to kick off on Thursday. You know, we saw over the weekend as well, Deshaun Watson got the big deal. What was your first reaction? I mean, obviously that team goes with him. He's a stud. He's a star for that team. So a four-year, $160 million extension. Yeah. You just, what was your first thought?
Well, my thought was, I mean, what happened to everybody saying that he was going to leave the Texans because they traded away DeAndre Hopkins? What happened to that? There was a lot of people, Like, I think
Chris Broussard was on that.
It's what I was saying at the time is, you know, everybody's, I got to get out of here. I'm bummed out about my friend until the organization hands you $111 million guaranteed and you go, you know what? No state tax. Yeah, I think we're good here. I'm going to go ahead and stick around for another 4 years. So I thought that whole notion, it's easy to pick on Bill O'Brien. He's an easy target. But man, Bill O'Brien in one offseason locked up his quarterback long term and locked up his offensive tackle long term. Yeah, I agree. I agree. Totally agree.
That embarrassment last year to the Chiefs was.
Yeah. And let's be honest here. They probably shouldn't have won that game against Buffalo. Because Buffalo, as much as Houston won that game, Buffalo gave that game away.
That's another one. Yeah. Good point.
So Bill O'Brien, yes, has to you know, win some playoff games, or else he's going to feel the wrath publicly. But look, it was a good deal for Deshaun Watson. He gets paid. It's a four-year deal. So I think a lot of people thought that Patrick Mahomes was going to reset the length of these contracts, when in reality, that was a rarity. That was sort of the anomaly.
That was a swing and miss, to be honest.
Yeah,
I mean, he should have had about a 6 or 7 year fully guaranteed contract. Yeah. He had that much clout. Jonas, when you think of a guy 3 years in the league with an MVP and a Super Bowl MVP.
And there were probably, look, there's probably agents and quarterbacks around the league that are like, dude, what are you doing? Like,
right.
you could have set the market for all of us. And then you've got the Chiefs who are benefiting from it because, Rob, we talk about this all the time. In today's NFL, the goal is to win while you're paying your quarterback on the cheap because you can build around him. And so when teams win, it's like Seattle hasn't been back to a Super Bowl since Russell Wilson got paid. I mean, that's not coincidence. That's just a fact. You've got too much money tied into Russell Wilson that it's hard to build around him. Not that they should have done anything different because Wilson is great, but the Chiefs are now able to do something that virtually nobody else can do because of Patrick Mahomes. They're able to not only pay their franchise quarterback, but also pay everybody else. Chris Jones is back. They had, they kept Travis Kelce long term. Like, they're set up, and that's the rarity. But for the Houston Texans, this is more of the norm, and it's a shorter term deal so that Deshaun Watson in another 3 years can try and get another bite at the apple while he's still young, and he's going to go out there and he's going to try and do it. My whole in looking at this is, all right, now that we've reset the market, who's next? Well, you know who's next. It's the same guy who you have been calling the greatest quarterback of this era, Dak Prescott.
You know Dak that's Prescott. Not true.
Dak Prescott is the next guy in line to get paid, and I just can't help but notice how bad the Cowboys have mismanaged this entire Dak Prescott fiasco. It's actually comedy working itself out in front of all of us.
Now, this is I'll agree with you from one standpoint. If you honestly believe he's your guy, then you've totally mishandled it.
Yes.
Because it only costs you more money the longer you wait.
Agreed.
It doesn't go down, okay?
Agreed.
If you really believe he's your guy. And I'm going to tell you that despite them offering him a five-year deal and he wanted four or whatever they said the rub was, I'm not buying in that they're completely sold. Because all the quarterbacks drafted in this class, they all got paid. Right? Everybody else, Carson Wentz drove an ambulance to the contract signing and he got a new deal.
You know what? That's the best joke you've told in 2 years. Can we get round of applause? That's the best joke.
I'm serious. Sound the alarm.
Can we tweet that out with a quote from the Fox Sports Radio Twitter account?
But he got a contract. Am I right?
Now, it's true. It's true.
Because they know that he's their guy. Yep. They didn't care that he was injured.
That's fine.
They didn't care.
That's fine.
This is my point about Dak, is that if they really were like, he's our guy. He's going to win us a Super Bowl. That's all. Jerry Jones, his championship biological clock is ticking.
Yeah.
So loud that he has to wear earmuffs in August. That's how bad it is.
Jeez.
No. And if you're Jerry Jones, you want to they already put you in the Hall of Fame, but if you want to validate who you are and what you did in the NFL, Jimmy Johnson put those teams together. We all know it, Jonas.
Yeah.
And since Jerry's been in charge of football operations, right, they've won four playoff games in 25 years.
Yeah.
They haven't won jack. And my point is, if he was that guy and he wanted 4 years, but you wanted five, just give it. Let's make the guy happy. Let's get it together and move on. I'm not so sure that they're convinced, and that's why they didn't give in to him, because they would have. And here's the other part. Jerry didn't sign him, and you know what? Franchise tag. What happens? I just told you, ESPN on their football preview has the Cowboys and the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. That's what they have. I don't know how they picked the Cowboys.
I picked the Cowboys to go to the Super Bowl, too.
Did you? Another one.
Cowboys-Colts. How about that?
Frontrunner.
Yeah, Dallas
Colts,
Cowboys.
Wow.
And here's
my point. If he flops, they don't make it to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You still going to give him a franchise tag and sign him for $45 million or whatever it is for one more year, or give it another try. All I'm saying is, if Dak doesn't perform well and they don't make it to the Super Bowl, that might change their mind.
Yeah, and listen, I completely agree with you in this regard. If Dallas really believed that Dak Prescott was their guy, their franchise quarterback, and there were no hesitations, the contract already be done. It would already
Not
be
right.
done. Yeah, 100%.
Absolutely.
100%. But here's the issue. We're trusting Dallas, an organization, as you have pointed out, that's got four playoff wins in a quarter century.
In 25 years with the players that have come through there.
We're trusting them as being able to evaluate who should be their guy at quarterback. And that's the wrong organization to trust. And Cowboy fans can get pissy about this all they want. I couldn't care less. You want to know the truth about Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys? Here's the truth about how Dak Prescott became a Dallas Cowboy. He was option four. He was the fourth option at quarterback in that draft. Because option one was Carson Wentz. That was a discussion. They wanted Carson Wentz.
And wasn't Carson happen. Wentz got paid.
Yes. Wasn't going to happen because Carson Wentz ended up going number two to the Philadelphia Eagles. So you know who they wanted after that? They wanted Paxton Lynch. This is a fact. On record, after the first round of the draft, after John Elway jumped Jerry Jones to draft Paxton Lynch in the first round, Jerry Jones said, and I quote, "Most of my success in business and in life is when I was able to take risks, not being scared of taking the risk. And I feel like I made a mistake and I didn't risk enough to try and go get Paxton Lynch." He was devastated they didn't end up with Paxton Lynch. Paxton Lynch, the guy Jerry Jones wanted and had to have because he's Mr. Yep. Quarterback Evaluator, is legitimately the only first-round bust in recent NFL history. That is also a fact. And then, on top of that, they wanted Connor Cook. And what happened there? Reggie McKenzie and the Raiders jumped the Cowboys to go get Connor Cook. So Dak Prescott was their fourth option. And with their fourth option and their third string quarterback, he saved their ass his rookie season, got them 13 wins, played out of his mind. They got a first round bye. And then the Green Bay Packers and Mason Crosby and Aaron Rodgers won that game in Dallas. It wasn't Dak's fault. He played great. But Aaron Rodgers with a you-know-what-on-the-table throw at the end, and Mason Crosby hit a 50-plus yarder in the Jerry Dome, and they lost that game. So Jerry Jones and the Cowboys aren't exactly the most trusted source when it comes to we know how to evaluate the position. Tony Romo fell in their lap. Fell in their lap. Bill Parcells had to tell them, hey, guys, I know we got Bledsoe here, but this guy's better. Tony Romo's better right now. Fell in their lap. And then Dak Prescott falls in their lap again, and they still haven't gotten this contract done. I think it's a total mistake. And at the end of it, Dallas could have ended up saving anywhere from $12 to $15 million a season if they would have gotten this done in time. But they waited around, and Jerry Jones butchered it. That's my problem. I agree with you that they clearly don't trust in him because this deal would have already been done. But I don't know that we should trust them as being talent evaluators at the quarterback position.
All right. I want to hear it. That's right. From you guys, chime in, please. Are the Cowboys really all in on Dak? 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. All the quarterbacks got paid. All of his peers got paid.
Yep.
All right? Except for him. He's the only guy.
It's amazing.
And it's a miracle. It's amazing on where we are.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.